In the day's other news, the U.S. ordered China to close its consulate in Houston by Friday, the latest move in an escalating campaign of pressure. The State Department cited concerns about espionage and intellectual property theft. We will look further into this story after the news summary. President Trump announced today that he is sending hundreds more federal agents to Chicago, Kansas City, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, to fight violent crime. They will be drawn from the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and from the Department of Homeland Security. Local police will also receive millions of dollars in federal aid to hire more officers. In Chicago, Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot angrily dismissed the president's announcement as a political stunt. She also appealed for public help after 15 people were shot outside a funeral home on Tuesday. Officials say the shooter fired from a moving vehicle in a gang-related attack. The mayor called for an end to the bloodshed.
The senseless violence, this cycle of retaliation, picking up a gun, many times in petty grievances, picking up a gun that solves nothing but causes so much lifelong pain.
Separately, a federal judge today heard arguments over federal agents sent to Portland, Oregon. The state alleges that they have made illegal arrests and want an injunction. The Trump administration says their mission is defending federal property amid ongoing anti-racism protests. The U.S. House of Representatives voted today to remove a bust of Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney, who authored the infamous Dred Scott decision. In that 1857 case, Taney of Maryland upheld slavery and said blacks had no rights that whites had to respect. Today, his bust sits outside a room in the Capitol, where the court met for decades. But Democratic leader Steny Hoyer, also of Maryland, said it's time to promote the nation's true ideals.
What Dred Scott said was black lives did not matter. So when we assert that, yes, they do matter, it is out of conviction and conscience and appropriateness that in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, that the land of the free include all of us.
A bust of Thurgood Marshall, a Maryland native and the first black Supreme Court justice, would replace the Taney image. The bill also calls for removing statues of pro-slavery or Confederate leaders, but it's not clear if the Senate will agree or if President Trump will sign it. The House also approved the Great American Outdoors Act today. The landmark legislation would pump nearly $2 billion a year into improving national parks, fighting climate change, and locating parks in inner cities. The bill already passed the Senate. It now goes to the president. In Israel, there were fresh protests overnight aimed at ousting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Clusters of demonstrators clashed with police outside Netanyahu's official residence. Officers said they arrested 34 people and broke up the gathering. Netanyahu is under fire for his response to COVID-19 and his trial on corruption charges. Twitter says that it is banning accounts and content linked to a far-right conspiracy theory. QAnon alleges that President Trump faces enemies in the so-called deep state. He, in turn, has promoted various QAnon posts. Twitter says that it is acting to bar any posts that could cause harm to others. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 165 points to close at 27,005. The Nasdaq rose 25 points, and the S&P 500 added 18. Still to come on the NewsHour, the U.S. orders a Chinese consulate closed, alleging theft of data and intellectual property. Medical developers race against the clock as questions remain about delivery of an eventual vaccine. Drug overdoses increase dramatically as people struggling with addiction lose access to treatment, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.